making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, so.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Happy days. Driving in today. Piece of cake.
We're here, baby.
We're here. Ready to go.
We're doing damn
talk
thing.
Sports. Sports show. Midday.
Ball go. Lock
number
and load.
One. The number
go.
One. Yeah. Number one sports show.
What do we call this? Grinder radio.
We don't need a chair.
Where do you want to put us?
I don't
put us
call
in the middle. We're the grinders.
That's a new phrase.
Yeah.
Never heard that. Oh, you're talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're not highly falutin tootin.
No. That's
demanding
not
hosts.
That's
stick
not
us in front of a mic. Let's go.
Please.
Grind. Bring it every day. Every day. Nothing stops me.
Nothing stops you.
Nothing. Not even another Norwegian.
How about all the news overnight in the NFL?
It's picking up, man. It is picking up. Case Keenum, now off the board. Drew Brees signs back. Guys are getting cut. This kid I never heard of from the Chiefs is going to Miami for $8 million a year to be a receiver, replacing Jarvis Landry. Ooh. What's that do for Danny Amendola? All these guys start to go off the board. You know who keeps moving up the board? To go from number four to maybe the number one? Sammy Watkins now gone. Nate Solder. Nate Solder might be the number one free agent left out there on the board.
Okay, biggest standout thing to me, biggest theme of the evening,
yeah,
overnight, is the money that is being paid to wide receivers. Allen Robinson will sign with the Bears. 3 years, $42 million, $25 million guaranteed. Sammy Watkins, as you just mentioned, will go to Kansas City on a three-year deal. $48
million,
$30 million guaranteed.
Sorry, it's embarrassing. I remember
those
him in Buffalo.
Are huge numbers.
He's a good receiver. He's fast. He was okay for the Rams. Helped Goff better in year two. But that's ridiculous. That kills your team. That hamstrings you. I mean, that's the thing, too. You want to be Allen Robinson? You want to go to the Bears? How have the Bears been over the years? Mitch is going to be okay. He's trending in the right direction. Allen Robinson's got a chance to be forgotten in 4 years.
Can
he's going to make
you,
a lot of money.
Can I ask you
he's
about one more receiver?
Sure.
How about Albert Wilson? What do you know about him as a wide receiver?
Not much. And we played Kansas City multiple times. He's okay, but more or less it's Tyreek Hill and company, or it's Kelsey. I tell you what, Kansas City now with Mahomes, if you're Mahomes and you're taking over, you got to be excited.
Well, Albert Wilson is 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's played four seasons in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Here are his catch totals by year.
Yep.
16, 35, 31, and last year had 42 with a career-high 3 touchdowns.
Wow. He got what?
He today has signed a 3-year, $24 million contract.
Sorry.
With the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, that's re-signing with his own team.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Dolphins. He went to the Dolphins.
He's going to the Dolphins.
Oh, I thought he was staying with the Chiefs on
Watkins
that deal.
Went there. He's at the Dolphins.
My bad.
Now. He's replacing Landry. That's what I said at the top of the show.
Okay, that's a minor detail. He is on the move to Miami on that deal.
Yeah, left the AFC East.
3 years
that
and 24
guy's replacing,
million.
That guy's replacing Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry's
probably... Forget that. 3 years of $24 million. Do you know what that is? Do you know what this all means? And I
that's Brandon Cook's money.
I look at everything through the scope of a Patriots fan.
Brandon Cooks is a deal. Look at Brandon Cooks' numbers compared to this guy.
In a matter of a couple of days has gone from being the, his value isn't great because he makes more than the other guys on the roster. To
shoot.
Brandon Cooks, good value.
Got to keep him.
Good value this coming year.
Wow, we got 65 catches out of him, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns.
It also means that his value on the trade market has gone through the roof.
Now you're talking.
His value has gone up in more than one way. His value's gone up in terms of he's a better value on your roster. He would be a better value on anybody else's roster, which means you could demand more in a trade.
I asked you this the other day. Gun to your head. Is Brandon Cooks, are you taking calls on him? Absolutely.
But my problem would be that if you were trying to replace Brandon Cooks at this point in time, the cost of doing it with another player, whether it be a free agent or a trade, would cost you more.
How about your own players? Tom just said, what does that mean for Amendola?
It means they are worth
the receiver
a
money.
Lot more money than the Patriots are going to be willing to pay.
Amendola might get $5 million a year.
You got to slow down back there. We're working our way through it.
Jesus.
God. It means that Danny Amendola...
Can't slow down in a blizzard. Just go.
There's no blizzard. Screw the snow. There's nothing out there.
So, it means Danny Amendola's cost is going to be extraordinarily high. And also means Julian Edelman is the best bargain in the NFL if he comes back and he's healthy. He's the best bargain in the league.
Hold out.
You know, you talk about Rob Gronkowski asking for more money. Julian Edelman wants more money now, too. But he's in the unfortunate place of coming off an ACL.
Well, you know that nut, though. He's gonna be pissed, and he plays with that chip on his shoulder naturally. He's going to come back bigger, faster, stronger. He might be better when he comes back. Hard to say that, but if you approach your rehab the way I think that guy would and does. Look at Gronk coming back off back surgery. It's the best he's looked in 4 years.
It also relates to the Brandon Cooks point as well, because if you lose Danny Amendola, are you comfortable also losing Brandon Cooks? And I think that answer is no.
No.
You're not.
No, you can't. You can't cut half your receiving core out and bring a 41-year-old quarterback back. And I think he labors with Cooks. I think it's like Brady's got to be perfect, but I think, you know, it's like the Montana guys. They're the ones that went there. It's Amendola and Edelman that know where Brady wants them to be
okay,
at all times.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. If Montana is happening again this offseason, I'm not sure if it is, because this offseason is fully devoted to family, as Tom Brady told us, so I don't know if Montana is happening again.
But if it is,
Brandon and Cook Danny Amendola is elsewhere, Brandon Cook should be in Montana with Tom Brady. Brady should extend that invite. Tom Brady should make that happen. Tom Brady should put, you know, Brandon Cooks in the golf cart and ride around and drive down the hills on the quads and all that stupid crap they do out there. He should be there.
Got to get the invite.
Burt Breer is coming in today at 11 a.m., so we're going to be talking a lot of football with Burt Breer today at 11.
Right!
He is trying to brave the storm and get his way in here.
That's right. Jim asked me if he'd make it in today by 11. I said no. Thanks, Jim. CTE, man. It's weird things.
And so, by the way, Rentham's supposed to have about 18 to 20 inches before dinner time, is what I just read.
Oh, what?
Oh, joy.
Like, we never had that before? Gross set of balls.
You know, I didn't think it would be Jim that would derail us on the snow. I really didn't.
I thought so.
I would have pegged you.
I'm trying to do sports.
I wouldn't have pegged Jim as the guy. Hardy, do you agree with that?
Yep.
He's got unusual energy since his sickness.
Distracting Jim.
I mean, he's popping in and out. He's, you know.
I'm excited to use my new snowblower tonight.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the receiver money is crazy. It's out of control. And that means some good things for the Patriots and the former Cooks being a good deal now. It means bad things, because that means Danny Amendola is going to get a huge payday. And I don't know that the Patriots are really going to go all out and match that thing, if he does. Obviously, he's not the type of receiver that Sammy Watkins is. Mm-mm. He's not Allen Robinson, but he's a valuable receiver. And okay, he's not going to get their type of money, but it means the market is up. The spending is going on. It feels like there are big dollars being handed out on day one, like there typically is. But even the big dollar stupid money seems really stupid this year.
Sure does.
Because the quantity of guys on the market, the number of free agents, and the class of free agents seems down. So the availability of guys to sign is not really there.
Perfect year for Solder.
And as you mentioned, Nate Solder.
Perfect.
Even though these are not the same positions and these are not comps, it means there's a lot of money in the marketplace.
Yeah. Schefter tweeted out the average AAVs on offensive linemen, tackles, guards, centers, and that. And it's just laughable, some of the names on there, because put Solder right to the top.
So we keep looking at things in the Patriots perspective and the scope of the Patriots fan. And I can tell you that the quarterback market is shaping up as well. There are guys re-signing. There will be guys on the move. Case Keenum, Drew Brees. We'll get to that and how it relates back to Tom Brady. We will do that coming up next right here on Zolak and Bertrand in the blizzard.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter @Zo and Bertrand.
Do you look at your life and say, okay, I might have lost, but I've, maybe that's just the balance of the universe because I have a beautiful wife, beautiful children.
Yeah.
I've got the perfect diet, evidently.
Not really.
No? Do you go off your diet off this, when the season's over?
I wrote about that in the book. You should have read that. I just said,
oh, I did read the book.
Too much of a good thing.
I did read the book.
No, I didn't mean that.
Speaking of which, no, the book is called the, what's it, the
TB12 method.
The TB12 method right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What's a breakfast like for Tom Brady real quick?
Smoothie.
Just straight smoothie.
Yeah. It's in my book.
Okay.
Yeah, go buy it. Leave me alone.
Go buy the book.
It's lucky you didn't get punched in the face.
Go buy the damn book.
Go off your diet off this when the season's over.
I wrote about that in the book. You should have read that. I just
did.
617-779-0985.
Sell that book.
That's the worst. He said that to Willie.
Zoe.
I felt bad for Willie. Like,
smoothie. Go buy the book.
I know.
Is that
I
the worst thing? Is that the worst thing about writing the book? Is the fact that you have to go sell the book? I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're Donald Trump. I don't care if you're Hillary Clinton. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. Part of the deal is now you got to go pimp this thing at every available opportunity.
It's in my book.
Okay.
Here, go buy it.
Get this off.
What?
The guy with the
freaking skin. You know what I think, Hardy? I wonder if the pimping of the book ever actually works. The books typically sell themselves by word of mouth and reputation and reviews. And
he
that
shouldn't
type
have to pimp his book. Like, his book sells.
His
like,
book sells because it was written by Tom Brady.
Well, you couldn't even find one before it got produced. It was already pre-sold.
And plus,
my favorite part about that is Colbert couldn't tell what the book was called because he couldn't read the TB12 logo and he didn't know what it was. So we had to wait and look down at his note card. And Brady had to say, no, TB12, the TB12 method.
Your book, the method there, the diet, the what?
The rhythm method, what is it?
Oh, jeez.
What?
All right, so there's contracts being handed out to quarterbacks today as well. Drew Brees is going to remain a Saint. No surprise there. The Vikings apparently made a phone call to Brees in the last day. But the Saints get him back. Two-year deal, $50 million, $27 million guaranteed.
It's a pretty good deal.
Oh, I'd say so.
Considering some of the money out there for somebody schleps to what Brady said the other day, I look around the league, I see these guys, I can do this.
And I say that because Case Keenum is going to go to Denver.
So stupid.
And knowledge of those talks, according to Pro Football Talk, is that Case Keenum is expected to get between $18 and $20 million per year.
What's the gap between Trevor Siemian and Case Keenum? Is it $9 million? Is it $12 million a year? That's not what Seaman was getting.
Tom Brady, when he signed his last contract extension, it was 2 years and $48 million. Excuse me, 2 years, $41 million. I misspoke. Two at 41 with $28 million as the signing bonus, meaning average money was $20 million a year. But in terms of what he will actually be paid, his cap hits are $22 million the next 2 years, but his actual cash is $15 million a season next 2 years.
Yep.
Is he underpaid?
For his production, yes.
Of course he's underpaid.
Yeah. That's a stupid question.
Of course he's underpaid. And every time you get one of these deals where a quarterback signs one of these contracts, it makes it look more and more like he's being underpaid.
But he's not stupid, too. He's got to know, okay, that's the real money I'm getting. Do I really want 5 or 10 more and I'm pretty comfortable right now? Or do I want Nate and do I want Deion back?
My question on him would be, does he want an extension right now?
I think he does.
You think he does?
I think he wanted it the result of last year.
Yeah, I mean, yes. We were talking about this two seasons ago.
From who I talked to, I thought it was coming down prior to the start of camp.
Okay.
Don't know why it didn't.
It didn't, and do you think anything has changed?
Yeah, he's the guy now. No Jimmy.
His leverage has certainly increased.
I'd say so.
And if he plays out the final 2 years, well, he could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the security of an extension.
Thing, right.
He doesn't need it.
He needs to like what he said and what he told his wife in that documentary, Tom versus Time.
I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Bingo.
He likes Danny. He likes Julian. He likes Rob. He loves Nate protecting him. He needs that. That is fun to him. Not playing dominoes at lunchtime against the wall in the or rolling dice and stuff. I mean, all that stuff.
And have fun.
Fun.
Maybe he just wants to play it out and get to the end of the 2 years and see where everything is at. See who the coach is.
Is he going to have fun?
On the team?
Is he going to have fun working with the new slot guy that they have to bring in to achieve the same type of rapport that he had with Amendola?
And
is that going to be fun to him?
Take one last big guaranteed payday at the end of his career, whether it be here or elsewhere. Maybe he wants that. I don't know.
I could see this now, to where he looks at this and says, I need these people around me. I'm not going to force my hand here, force your hand to pay me more. Because if I want to spend extra time with my family this year, and family's important.
Very important.
Yeah, I need turnkey stuff around me, and that's Amendola. That's Edelman. That's Gronkowski. That's Mitchell. That's Cooks in a right world. Meaning you're not a number one, and I got to force him. You know you got Hogs here. I'm looking at the lineup right now. X, slot, Y, and Z, right across the board. You got Brandon Cooks. You got number 11 coming back in the slot. You got Gronkowski is the Y, and you got Hogan as the Z. That's your four good starters. And your H-back is James White. But you have Deion Lewis and Nate Solder up in the air, and that could screw everything up. Even though you look pretty solid across the front. And we don't know if Amendola's coming back. Money Mitchell might be coming back. I don't know. Like Jim said earlier during the break, Ravens cutting Danny Woodhead for cap purposes. You don't think you want to go back at him?
No.
Not because you already got 28.
No, thanks.
Right. Danny's not an every down guy.
Danny hasn't been here how long? Right. 5 years?
He was productive, though. He gave you a little something.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
But I'm saying if Deion Lewis isn't here, you need to get somebody. See, that's where you're going to go to the draft. I think they draft a guy in the third round. They're looking for their running back in the second or third round.
But there is a hint of dissatisfaction, as Tommy Curran wrote on NBC Sports Boston and NBCSports.com, following that clip that Jim just played where he's talking about his conviction. And answering those questions and what Giselle said, Tommy Curran wrote last night, even with the qualifier that all of this introspection is coming with the wound from the Super Bowl loss still fresh. That was Hardy's point yesterday. He says the tone is a 180-degree turn from what we've become accustomed to from Brady. The question of why he did the things he always did seemed easy to answer. Quarterback wasn't just what he did, it was who he was. But the fact is, his children are growing up quickly. Brady notes that this Super Bowl loss was the first one that affected them. And the fleeting nature of parenting, malleable little people who are fast becoming bigger people, seems to be dawning on him. That there's something to the family time this coming off season with his kids getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming people, not just little kids anymore.
And the earth.
There's a change. There's a change. I like that he notes the tone is a 180-degree turn from what we've become accustomed to from Brady. And that's a guy who's known Brady for a very long time. Tommy Curran, you could say, is one of the media people that is closer to Brady in his camp. He's in that camp, man. He's known Tom a very long time. He's had a lot
what's
of good,
changed?
He's had a lot of good coverage of Tom Brady over the years. What do you mean, what's changed?
I don't know. He doesn't have that next guy waiting in the wings anymore, right?
I said that yesterday. He was reignited. The flame was relit. Was blazing strong when Jimmy Garoppolo was brought into camp. That kick
he's
in
almost
the butt.
He's almost asking in a weird way, but not directive.
But you know what else has happened? You know what else has happened? He's won two more rings and made it to a third Super Bowl happened, too.
He's achieved more since you brought him in.
He didn't have three Super Bowl. He had three Super Bowl rings when Garoppolo got here. Now he's got five. That's changed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not leave that out of the conversation.
It's almost like, what do we do this for? What do we play this for? Why am I pushing myself?
Zoe's right, though. What will allow him to spend more time with his family?
Bringing
back the same guys that you already have a rapport with.
He said, I like playing with the guys
bringing
I like playing
with. Bringing back Danny
Amendola. He also told you that.
When you go sign new guys, you got to spend more time with them and less time with your family.
Or
right?
Not only that, if you have to adapt to having Brandon Cooks and getting the most out of Brandon Cooks, you got to put in time with Brandon Cooks.
I like playing with the guys that I have. I like playing with the guys that I like playing with.
He said
that.
Yeah, he's put in the time with Danny Amendola. So he doesn't want Danny to leave. He doesn't want to lose that.
He wants to show up. Boom, we're ready to go, guys.
Which is why, Jim, I think he might sit out these... No, I don't mean sit out. I mean he's going to sit tight on his contract the next 2 years and see where they're at.
Oh, you think he doesn't want to sign?
How do you know? I think... I mean, if it hasn't happened, why hasn't it happened?
I think they may have been waiting on Brees. Let's see where Drew. Let's see what Drew comes
you
in.
You mean
at.
His camp may have been waiting on Breeze and if, again? So this is in his control that the deal didn't go down because he didn't want it to go down.
Holds Breeze, 37?
39.
So he's not far behind. So if the Patriots are stalling on this, saying wait, Don, we you know the guy's 40. Let's see some comparables around the league. Let's see what Breeze comes in at.
And his is a 1 year with a 1 year option, by the way. It's not a 2 year deal as was reported. Schefter's saying it's a 1 year with a 1 year option.
Oh, interesting. That does change things a little bit. So that's $27 million guaranteed for 1 year.
Yeah, it's probably so that would be like what $2 million dead money for next year, I guess.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
If it's spread out that way.
So it's like a ton of money guaranteed for 1 year and they have a right to pick up an option.
And Brady's not going anywhere if he falls apart. You got $7 million in dead money if you cut him next year.
Don't forget the angle of these two guys had the same agent, Garoppolo and Brady. Hmm? And we now know that the Patriots had talked to Don Yee about possibly extending Garoppolo and keeping Garoppolo. So Brady would know if they weren't fully committed to him and they were trying to keep Garoppolo. And he's saying, Don, what's going on here? You know what? Shut this down. I'm not signing an extension here. I don't know what they want. They might still want the kid. Bill might still want the
kid. Good point.
I'm not signing the contract. We're not going to get into this in training camp. Screw them. We'll sit back. We'll play out the next couple of years, and we'll get our money. Tom Brady at 42 could get the same deal that Drew Brees just got today at 40.
Well, it's nice to have that perception in life when you get your wife out making $40 million a year, too. That
helps. Well, I'm telling you, he doesn't need the security.
Right?
He doesn't need it.
This is an unusual situation.
I mean, he doesn't need, you know, he doesn't have to worry about if I go out and play and lose my career to an injury. No, he's set for life. He doesn't need that. So he can maximize his earnings down the road is what he can do. 617-779-0985. Hardy has our headlines. We'll talk to Dan Shaughnessy from Fort Myers. Lovely Fort Myers coming up at 10:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
NFL free agency doesn't officially begin until tomorrow at 4 p.m. And Drew Brees won't be on the market. He and the Saints have agreed to a new two-year contract worth $50 million, $27 million of that guaranteed. Bruins resume their road trip tonight in Raleigh when they take on the Hurricanes. Carolina's goaltending tandem currently has the lowest save percentage of any in the NHL. Together, they're clipping along at 89.6% on their save percentage. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. 7 o'clock, Dunkin' Donuts, Bruins pregame show right here on 98.5 The Sports. Brian Gionta was on with Tutcher and Rich this morning. That team is dealing with a lot of injuries, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you got some big injuries out there. Obviously, Berge, you know, Bass being out with a suspension, Mack being out. There's some big key injuries, and we've been able to kind of keep plugging forward, so hopefully we can continue that.
Once again, Bruins tonight in Carolina. Celtics off until tomorrow night when they host Washington. Headlines are brought to you by Injury Law Center. If you're injured, you need a team of trial attorneys who are dedicated to injury cases. Set up a free consultation at injury-law-center.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I competed pretty hard in college, ended up being a late round pick to the Patriots, and then battled it out and feel like I'm still battling in a way. To make it 18 years, I mean, never thought I'd ever have an opportunity to do that. But just very blessed and fortunate. And
so 18 more? What is it?
Oh, hell
what
no. No way.
Come on, no one's ever done that.
I know.
Just saying, if you're really competitive, you'd go for it.
Yeah.
Thought you were a winner. Now, just saying, you gotta want it.
You gotta want it.
You gotta want it.
I know.
Tom Brady on Colbert last night. Chugged a beer, man. He can tell you what, man. He's really bailing on the TB12 method. He
used to pound it like
He's bailing on his off-season regular program.
It's an art to it. You got to open up those muscles
close
in your
to the end zone. It was impressive. Not going to lie.
Yeah, it's an art.
Impressive.
You remember, what's the name of that movie? Beer Fest, where they chugged it in the boot?
Das Boot?
Yeah,
Das Boot.
Yeah.
Das Boot?
There's an art to it.
Do you mind over there?
Hey, we're trying to do a sports show.
A little loud.
Jesus.
617-779. Enough!
Come on.
It's sports related.
No, that's not sports related.
Jeff is in Nashua. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, quick question. So Cooks' number is 8.5. And I know he had 1,000 yards last year, but is there any chance that they may see that as a value? Other teams will see that as a value and use it as a trade chip since Albert Wilson got $8 million and all these receivers are getting huge money. And if a team with a lot of money thinks that they can re-sign him, you might get a high-round pick out of him, a second or a third round or something, and then you can give some of that money to Solder to keep him and you know, maybe spread some of that else out to Gronk or something like that. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yes, I think that his value has gone up in multiple ways today. His value to the Patriots has gone up. His value to another team has gone up.
Love to know their plan because they approach free agency anticipating some guys are going to hit market like this and the money's going to go. And then, boom, then they pounce.
They've
waited.
If he goes to another team in a deal, okay?
You got to get a guy.
And what tells you that Brandon Cooks is going to want to sign a new deal without hitting the market? Unless you say, hey, we'll match what the highest guy, we'll match you what Sammy Watkins just got. We'll give you 3 years.
Oh, my God.
$30 million guaranteed. And with that, you'll be young and be back on the market in a few years.
Like, that's crazy.
I mean, you'd have to do something like that, and I don't know that the guy would. How would you not want to just hit the market and go maximize everything you could possibly get? That's what I would wonder. So you really are only guaranteeing yourself 1 year, and then if you want to franchise him, you could do that, but that's a lot of money, too.
You try to go to him this year and just say, hey, 2 years. Huh? 2 years, 24. 8 this year, 16 next, but you give him 12 and 12. Split it up. Split the difference.
Why wouldn't you just play it out and franchise him then? Same money, right? About $17 million. You might just play it out because you might, and just in good faith, not do it to him to try and convince him, hey, let's sign a long-term deal if you really like the player. Dante in Watertown. Hey, Dante.
What's up, guys? Happy snow day.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. So, first thing, Zoe, love the tweets this morning.
Thanks.
You're a warrior out there on the road.
I am. I came in to work for people. Man of the people.
My question is, what do you guys think we should do with Rex Burkhead? I mean, the kid was injured on and off the camp, but when he was great, you could replace D. Lou out there. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, it's interesting. If you lose Lewis, you know, now that may make him keepable. If that makes any sense. It's a good point. I mean, going into this, I say out. Gillisley out, Burkhead out. But now the fact that you only have James White, you know, if Deion signs quickly, first day of free agency, then this might be a problem. Might be a problem. You might have to keep Burkhead. Just based on institutional knowledge and the turnkey, you know, perception of what Brady wants around him. And he should be better another year into it. Get him healthy. I don't know. I was out on Burkhead, but whatever Deion Lewis does or what they don't do is going to predict what they do with him. It's going to have a direct input on what they do with Rex Burkhead. Now, Ivan Fierce is coming back, you know? But you got Ivan and Scar coming back. They want to keep this thing together as much as they can, you know?
The best deals on guys like that, right? You're not talking about a star running back. You're not talking about
peanuts.
You don't do that on day one. Deion Lewis might go on day one, but the type of guys they'll be looking at to replace him aren't going on day one, is what I would say. When you can always draft a guy, too, though. Don't rule that out.
Yeah, I said that. Third or second round, I think they're going to draft
a
back.
And a lot of guys catching balls out of the rookies. Kamara, McCaffrey, was it Tariq Cohen from the Bears?
Yep.
Kareem Hunt even caught a few passes.
Yeah, we saw that.
the one where Cassius Marsh was covered?
That was
a nice one.
We got a good look at that, Jim. Got a good look at
that. I mean, McCaffrey and Kamara caught 80 balls.
Wow. Well, McCaffrey, you knew that coming in.
Knew that he was going to be a player.
Take him out, though. Those other guys were all second, third, fourth round picks.
You didn't know that with Kamara. Come, chameleon.
But you're right. Rookies contributed out of the backfield, catching passes. You know what? The Patriots should be able to do that, too. I always feel like there's a rookie curve with the Patriots. Like, rookies aren't really allowed to really contribute and be trusted until
year
two or three. It's sort of annoying, whereas you see other teams plug in a rookie right away and he makes a big impact.
You got to be more of a greenie.
And you're like, why the hell can't the Patriots do that?
Yeah. Need to be a deckhand. You need to bus tables first. You need to clear all the dishes and that. Then you become a waiter or waitress.
You got to, like, put in your work, earn your stripes, so to speak. 617-779-0985. NFL free agency is underway. It's the legal tampering period, which has a terrible name, and we're already learning about deals that are being signed, including one for Tavon Wilson, re-signing with the Detroit Lions and Matt Patricia. 2 years and $7 million. And according to a report yesterday, guess who's interested in Malcolm Butler? The Detroit Lions and Matt Patricia, Zoe. As you've said all along, can't wait to see if the Lions are interested.
Dead man walking.
They are.
That's interesting. With those defensive packages, those additional ones that they sort of drew up on a whiteboard in those final 2 weeks of the season prior to the Super Bowl. That didn't include Malcolm Butler in any of them. And now the defensive coordinator that put those in is going to take a peek at him as a head coach.
Yeah.
That'd be concerning to me if I was a Detroit Lion fan.
Pro Football Talk had a tweet last night. The Lions are apparently interested in Malcolm Butler. And we can't wait to
tell
you
everything.
We can't wait to hear what Matt, can't wait to hear Matt Patricia explain that one. Yeah. I retweeted and put packages.
Yes, I've retweeted too.
What do you mean? Packages. Just the packages.
So how would that make you concerned as a Lions fan, though?
Hmm?
Why would that make you concerned as a Lions
fan? Your head coach was a guy who wasn't willing to speak up against the guy you used to work for.
Your head coach was a liar in a post-game Super Bowl press conference.
Yeah, but they're all liars in the press
conference. Of course they are.
Everyone's a liar.
Of course they are. They
all
the
lie.
Fact that he didn't run his own defense, is that why?
It wasn't his defense.
Didn't have control over the personnel on his defense. Not only that, we heard already that Matt Patricia, we were talking about it, what, yesterday?
How many stops that defense get?
Matt Patricia, like, stopping himself related to being in charge in Detroit?
Yeah. You're the head guy.
Like, oh, we can do that? Yeah, we can do that. Bob Quinn's like, we can do that. You're the head coach now.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
You can pay Tavon Wilson $4 million a year.
If you want to do something, you can do it. You have nobody to answer to. When were we talking about that?
Yesterday. That was on a podcast with Peter King.
Right.
That I listened to, yeah.
Right. Right. He's like, oh, wait, we can do that? Yes, you're the head coach now. You're in charge. You don't have to worry about that other stuff. And that's, I think that's what you're hitting at, right, Zoe? Just the control aspect and how in charge of that defense he was. And I don't think that will dictate how good of a head coach he is.
No, no. And I say this on jest, too, because I think he's going to be a fine head coach.
Coming up next, we'll talk with Dan Shaughnessy from Fort Myers.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Currently 30 degrees in Boston, whiteout conditions, high winds, and 2 feet of snow possible today. And with that, we go to the expert hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand, and welcome in Dan Shaughnessy from Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I just popped out of the hot tub down here. It's a little chilly. It's like 70.
I'd still rather be here.
You did not go in the hot tub. Liar.
Have you ever been in a hot tub, Dan?
Yes, I love the hot tub.
I don't believe that.
You hate the humidity.
You hate the heat.
How many people have been in a hot tub with you at once?
I so wish I was in studio this week, and you know why.
No.
I don't know why.
Tell us why.
You don't know why?
Stephen Still's birthday?
No, to talk about your ridiculous tweet of that high school girls game last week.
Oh, yeah. Suck it up.
You know what, Dan? I want to get right to that. I want to talk to you about this topic because you've been hot on this, as has your colleague Bob Ryan. Bob Ryan was hot on Twitter. I don't know that I've ever seen Bob Ryan get upset about anything
we
on Twitter.
Right.
Play defense.
Okay, so here's the story about it's East Bridgewater girls basketball, correct?
93-7.
93-7 was the final score in East Bridgewater. Yep. That was a playoff game in the state tournament, which is mind-blowing, and that would be the Vikings of East Bridgewater defeating Madison Park 93-7. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, it's a disgrace for the coach, a disgrace that the coach never talked about. It closed practice the next day. They tried to send in a phony score. They were so embarrassed. Superintendent did, in fact, apologize. I would have suspended the coach easily. It's a disgrace. And then Zoe said,
what would you suspend him for? For winning?
No, winning is good, Zoe. Winning is good. Division III girls, you know, take your foot off the gas. Stop pressing, stop jacking up threes. Put in the JV. Do something. You can do that. You can control that. It is not the NFL where it's their job to stop you and the object is to win. It's not the wussification of America.
Pretty much.
That is a numbnuts take on that. I can't believe you would say that.
I would have suspended the coach that only put up 7 points. I think they both need to be
suspended. It's good to get your ass kicked every once in a while. It's a good life lesson.
Because you get mismatched. If you win more than half your games in this state, you're in the tournament. If you're in a vocational league or a crappy league, you can have these kinds of mismatches. That's on the MIA to make
sure. You should go more after the MIA. That's the issue here.
But if you're the coach, I'm sorry, it's Division III girls. There's a way to stop that, and you don't keep pressing. You don't pull a Geno and play all the starters the whole time. This guy only had 8 players on his team. What's up with that? I mean, you know, and thankfully they were bounced 2 games later by Archbishop Williams. God bless him.
Yeah, go Archies.
That team must have played some defense.
Here's my question. How the hell does this happen? This is one of those cases where I think everybody is wrong. I think the MIAA is always wrong because they're a wretched organization.
Sure.
They do a lot of things wrong.
Sure.
This is definitely one of them. But on top of that, the East Bridgewater coach pressing and jacking threes late in the game. What are you doing? Like, ease up, bro. You know, I don't think he's disgraceful. I don't think he's despicable. I don't think that he should be suspended.
Right.
Okay. I don't think it should go that far. But get a grip, dude. Get a grip. There's something to be said for a little bit of sportsmanship. Win by like 50. You don't have to win by 90. Okay. You can still blow them out.
Exactly.
A blowout is not wrong.
A blowout. There's a way to avoid that. And, you know, you got to have more people on your bench. You got to put in the kids that never play. And you just take your foot off the gas. This is not a snowflake issue. It's not the wussification of America. It is just fair play and competition at a high school Division III girls level, which is not the NFL. It's not the Olympic hockey tournament where winning by a lot helps you advance in the medal round, all that stuff. No, it is just piling on stupidity. And the notion that anyone who thinks that is okay is actually coaching our children is alarming.
What blame do you put on Madison Park? Any?
No.
None.
No.
Seven points. You don't put any on them? Seven points in a basketball game? You should hang it up. You should quit. You should dismantle your program.
Yeah, if I was that coach, I'd quit if I was that coach.
7 points?
15-year-old girls that are doing their best. I mean, what the hell?
Are the other girls on steroids or something? I don't understand.
Their best. This is their best.
It's the same age girls.
You can take a school of vocational kids that don't have AAU warriors and you know, bag men, sneaker coaches trailing them around and don't, you know, have...
Is East Bridgewater some sort of powerhouse, Dan?
You know, they're just kids playing basketball.
It's usually Braintree
at a disadvantage,
Bishop
Fien, of course.
The big ones.
I mean, what's the population of East Bridgewater? Like 10,000 people?
Love East Bridgewater.
What are we talking about? It's not like it's some...
Not good enough to beat Archie's. I don't know that.
They dressed 8 girls, and they won 93-7. Like, some... Yeah. You have to look at the other team, too. This is one of my situations. I borrow this phrase from Michael Felger, where everyone's an a-hole. I hate everybody involved. I hate the other team for only scoring 7 points. I think, you know, Timmy Toughnuts, the coach there at East Bridgewater, okay? That guy's a hard-o.
All right, so let's...
I hate the superintendent who wanted to apologize. What are you apologizing
for?
What are you
saying sorry for?
And then trying to go after the reporters there, trying to get them to not report the score in the paper. You need to grow a sack, too.
They barred him from practice the next day. Ugh, I mean, they were so embarrassed and disgraced.
Everybody's in embarrassment here. They all suck. Yeah, the whole group.
So pick the biggest hardo, then. You're not going to agree with Dan that it's this travesty or miscarriage of justice. But I think, and I tend to agree with you, Beetle, MIAA is at fault in this. And so is the coach who can only put up 7 points against a team that got beat pretty soundly in their very next
game. But if I have to rank them?
If I'm going to pick one, it's the coach of
East Bridgewater. I would put him top of the list. Yes. So I'll agree with you on that.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I wouldn't suspend the guy. I wouldn't suspend him. I wouldn't fire him. I wouldn't do any of those things.
I bought a team pizzas.
And you know what? You know what I feel bad for? You know, there's always this. When you have these situations where you think everybody sucks, you got to ask yourself, well, who do you feel bad for in this situation? I feel bad for the girls that play for East Bridgewater because they were just doing what they were told. They were following the instruction from their coach, and they obviously have worked pretty hard to blow out a team 93-7. So
take some skill.
They're doing their job, and they get dragged into this because of what? Their coach? They didn't do anything wrong. I feel bad for them more than anybody else. The girls who play for the team in East Bridgewater.
I've been to a lot of girls' basketball games over the last 5 years. It's hard for girls to hit 50. It's an art to hit 90-93. They're doing something right. Hello?
Yeah, that was a horrible story. And again, I can't believe anyone was in favor of it. It's just sportsmanship and fair play. You know you're going to win by a million. You just take the pedal off. You know, you put in 13-year-old kids, make it a fair fight. Once you're ahead by 60, just stop it. You know, stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did they know going in they were going to win 93-7? They only had 8 girls in uniform. They had 8 people dressed.
They all know the hierarchy. They know what they're up against. You know, from regular season scheduling. From the air, they know what they're looking
Dan,
at.
How come your newspaper doesn't go after the MIAA more? Serious question.
Yeah.
That's a public entity. That is public high schools, public money, all that crap. Why doesn't the MIAA get more crap in this town?
No, we do.
They get off easy.
Danny Ventura, the Herald, goes at them pretty good. We could do better. I agree. They're certainly a fair target on this.
Call your boy Bob Holler up.
Talk to your people
next
over
piece.
There. Yeah. Let's do a hit piece on the MIAA next.
Yeah, spend all this time on Brady.
Hit pieces. Yeah, no, we're busy on the Patriots. Don't worry about that.
Well, Dan,
there's a good Red Sox minute.
What is the big story in Fort Myers right now? Anything? Anything cooking?
Yes, today is literally, it's a dark day. There's no one there. The core is not there. The players were instructed. There's nothing. There's nothing today. I think Johnson's throwing a side session of scrimmage to make sure he doesn't blow out his arm. He's probably your fourth starter. But no, today is a zero news day down here. They're going to have Chris Sale pitch tomorrow and David Price pitch on Thursday. Those will be against big league hitters and big league lineups. So start to see a little bit of what they're about. And, they're sort of at the midpoint here, but just seriously using their starters now.
So what are you looking to accomplish while you're there?
You're there.
Do you have your eyes on anybody to talk to, get any sort of scoop or story down there?
Yeah, I got a little something for you. It'll be on this afternoon regarding that Yawkey Way thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah, keep an eye out. I'm sorry about the snow, too. I know you're all, it's terrible up there.
Say nothing. It's nothing. We're so used to this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It is true.
All right, Dan. Dan. Are you back next week with us in studio?
I think I'm still here.
Oh, damn it.
Maybe if we can do it Thursday or something like that. I'll try and come and see you on the far end.
Okay.
All right, sounds fun.
Rework it and
we'll
get you in here next week.
Some more. All right.
Yes, we will. Dan, appreciate it. Dan Shaughnessy from Fort Myers. He was hot on that story, man. East Bridgewater coach. I love it
when he's raring to go on something. It's
hot
awesome.
Ass move.
He didn't like my wussification tweet of America. He hated that. Let's relax.
We're going to fire the guy, suspend the guy. Stop it. Tell him next time don't do that and leave it at that. Move on.
It's got to be a lodge thing where they sit around and playing cards or poker.
They're treating the girls on the other team like they're victims. Like, victims of what?
It's a good point, Peter. They're eight
getting your
kids.
Ass kicked?
8 girls. It's hard to hit 93 with 8 girls in any game.
It's insane.
Now, you basically got to hit every freaking shot you take.
93
That
points.
Other team is that incompetent because it's the same age girls. I mean, how can you be that much more competent than the other team? Because it's not like it's an AAU travel team that's held together year-round. You play every day. It's a school team. It resets. I don't get it. I'd be more mad at the other side.
If you were coaching, though,
yeah,
would you have let it get to that point?
No, I'd order a code red and I'd tell him, take him out. I'd start fouling people.
No.
If you were coaching East Bridgewater, not Madison
Park.
No,
I'd call timeout. If I was Madison Park's coach, I'd call timeout. I see C-34 over there.
Would you be pressing?
She's not
and
going down
threes in the fourth quarter?
She's not going down a lane anymore.
If you were the other coach, this team racked up 93 points. You've done the same
this tells
thing.
Me this head coach has got a Woody for the other one. Something's going on.
Would you have done the same thing? Or would you have taken your foot off the gas?
I've taken my foot off the gas a little.
Yes.
Because they're girls.
Jesus.
I got a kick out of it.
Okay. Hey. And with that, we will go to Hardy's headlines.
Why do you want to crush that team like that? You don't
want to
crush them like that.
What difference does it make if they're girls?
Because I think it becomes demoralizing for the kid. You don't want to. I have 2 girls.
Oh, you mean, or if they were young boys?
I've been through this.
You mean the same thing?
You mean the same children
girls,
or girls?
Because they're
I've
kids?
Been through this. I've been through this, and the girls get a little more upset than the boys, and understandably so.
Oh.
They do. Oh. You wait till Katie gets a little older, and she gets her ass kicked in soccer 10-0, and she's crying on the way home.
Not going to happen.
Hey, we've traveled.
Not with that coach.
We paid $2,500.
I'd have a fake injury. We'd be halfway home by the time that game was over.
Go down south.
Get the hell out of here. No sense in embarrassing yourself or me any further.
Go to the city of Chicago. Pay money. Go down to Duke. Go to Carolina and Charlotte. Now pay $3,000 to fly down and back and stay in a hotel 4 days and get your ass kicked 60-10. See how it feels.
Did you get beat? Your daughter's team get beat 60-10?
They got run out of the gym. They had called timeout. It was 40-10.
Timeout. 40-0?
Eye-opening. What's out there. You know what I mean? Sometimes that helps mold kids a little better, too.
Can we just talk about Shaughnessy likes to hit the hot tub in Fort Myers? Hey, how you doing? Hey.
I don't believe... He hates humidity.
His jokes are bad.
You knew he was joking. Imagine sitting there in the hot tub and Shaughnessy steps in.
I would have been better if they I just woke up, took a walk on the beach.
Can't get the hot tub.
I mean, I believe that he likes a hot tub, but how could he?
Who goes in hot tubs? It's so gross.
For a guy who hates humidity, they might as well call it a humidity tub. That's all it is. Here.
A lot of steam coming off that water.
Here's the most humid place on earth. Get in.
It is the, in all that bacteria and the amount of hot water. Jim, you think you got your infection from your hot tub down there down south?
Could have been anything. I have no idea.
Yeah, it could have been anything. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're back with Bert Breer in studio.